Back here on a Thursday edition of Downtown, we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Ring of Honor star Donovan Dijak, who will be here appearing at the Don't Fear the Sleeper wrestling event for Limitless Wrestling in Orono this Saturday night. Donovan, welcome into the show.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you coming up to this area this weekend in what's shaping up to be a great event. But let's start and talk about your collegiate football career first and foremost, which you started at UMass. You redshirted there before transferring to Bridgewater. But how do you feel like your collegiate playing days helped you for this run now in the squared circle?
I would say physicality probably first and foremost. I mean, athleticism obviously plays a huge part in professional wrestling, at least in the in-ring segments of it. I mean, like, footwork is a huge part of pro wrestling, and obviously footwork as a defensive lineman is a huge part of the game.
What is it exactly about wrestling that really drew you to the sport that made you want to become a pro in this business?
I would say the diversity that it takes to become a professional wrestler. I mean, I grew up, you know, watching some level of professional wrestling. I wasn't a diehard fan as a child or anything like that. I didn't start watching until I was about 11 or 12. And that was around 1998, I believe, 98, 99. And even then, I only watched the WWE product for about 5 years. And I was a huge fan for those 5 years. But then I you know, that's when I started becoming more involved in high school sports and things like that required, you know, most of my weekday afternoons and evenings. So for a little bit there, you know, I wasn't really watching the product, especially while I was in high school and college. But then I became a fan again. So obviously, you know, being a fan of it is a big portion of the draw, but more so than that is just the combination of everything that it takes to become and to be a successful professional wrestler, because it kind of involves everything. You know, we already touched on the athleticism part of it, but I mean, you know, intelligence, memory is a huge part. Physique, bodybuilding, you know, the ability to acting to a certain extent, talking, public speaking. So it really kind of encompasses like a whole slew I guess I'm not sure how you would qualify them. I guess artistic sort of talents to combine to be a professional wrestler. And they're all really things that I, you know, enjoyed independently of professional wrestling. So now that I get to kind of work on all of them all at once, it's a really exciting field to be in.
Now, I love Ring of Honor. It seems to be different from other wrestling promotions, and again, it has that track record, that history of being almost that jumping-off point for some of these bigger stars like Daniel Bryan. Before he was Daniel Bryan, was Bryan Danielson. CM Punk came through. Kevin Steen to Kevin Owens as well. What is it like for you to be able to compete for this company and continue this long tradition and legacy that Ring of Honor has been able to provide for this area?
I mean, it's definitely exciting. The tradition obviously is a huge piece of the puzzle at Ring of Honor. I mean, when you think about the list of guys you mentioned who've come up through the business, and even the guys who didn't necessarily, you know, make a huge impact at that national WWE sort of level, you know, the guys like Nigel McGuinness's and Roderick Strong's of the world, you really have to take a step back and you know, appreciate the opportunity that I've been given. It's you know, I'm very grateful to everyone who's provided me that opportunity, and for me, it's all about just capitalizing and taking advantage. You know, I obviously respect, you know, the hell out of all those guys. You know, they've all accomplished so much, but my goal isn't to really I guess follow in their footsteps or be the next one of any one of them. My goal is to to kind of carve my own path and hopefully one day, you know, be included in the list of guys who, you know, made a huge impact in Ring of Honor. That's my true goal.
Tycoon with Ring of Honor star Donovan Dijak will be appearing this Saturday at the Don't Fear the Sleeper wrestling event for Limitless Wrestling in Orono, Maine. Tickets are still on sale, and you can get them at the door as well. Go to Limitless Wrestling on Facebook for more information. Now, who are some of the favorite opponents that you've had over the years? Are there some personalities that really meshed well with you, or someone that really sticks out over another one?
There's really a lot, and it's kind of surprising considering the fact that, you know, I haven't really been wrestling all that long. This is only my, my third or fourth year, actively competing as a professional wrestler on shows. And I would say that most of the guys on that list, I probably wrestled last year at some point in 2015. 2015 was a huge year for me. It was obviously my first year with Ring of Honor, but it was also my first year with another New England company in Rhode Island called Beyond Wrestling, who's given me a ton of opportunities, as well as continuing with a lot of the other promotions that I work for locally, like Chaotic Wrestling. So the guys on the list that come to mind are, in terms of singles matches, you know, myself and Biff Busick, he's a guy who I've wrestled a number of times and we've always had great chemistry. I was able to wrestle Michael Elgin a bunch of times, Roderick Strong, the Young Bucks on a couple of occasions, AJ Styles, on one opportunity in a six man. I feel like I'm leaving people off the list. Warbeard Hansen, Brian Fury, a couple of guys who helped train me. I've been able to wrestle them a number of times, and those are always special matches for me. So it's really just, I feel like it's a laundry list at this point. I had an early opportunity against Eddie Edwards, who's doing very well in TNA right now. So, I mean, the list goes on. I could sit here and kind of go through all of them, but those are the ones that initially come to mind. I'm sure I'm leaving a few off, but I've just been really fortunate to be able to wrestle all those guys, and they've all made me so much better in such a short amount of time that I'm just thankful to the companies that have given me those opportunities.
One guy who, whenever I watch Ring of Honor, it always intrigues me, too, especially when he comes from a radio background, much like myself as well, is a man called Dalton Castle. Is he as bizarre as he seems to be on television?
At times, yes. I think we all are at times. You know, we all have our bizarre sides. So certainly probably not as bizarre as the television character of Dalton Castle, but I have been fortunate, especially early on. We obviously came up in Ring of Honor sort of at the same time in the Top Prospect Tournament of 2015. So a lot of those early shows we were, you know, riding together, whether it be to local shows or down to Nashville for the first round of the Top Prospect Tournament. So I've been able to spend a lot of time with him on the road and in the car, and he's a good friend, and he's obviously a very charismatic individual, very funny to be around. I wouldn't say that he really sort of touches that sort of that pinnacle that he seems to grasp all the time on television in terms of his over-the-top character so much in on the road, but he's certainly entertaining to be around, and he's obviously taking advantage of the opportunity that he has with Ring of Honor as well.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you want to be in 5 years?
In 5 years, it's really hard to say in pro wrestling. I guess in 5 years I'll be 30. I turn 29 this in about a month, so I'll probably be almost 34 in 5 years. I would say at that time I would just like to have some sort of position where wrestling is not only my full-time job, but it's, you know, a lucrative full-time job. You know, I want to make sure Because at that point, I'll be 34. I'm getting married this September, so we'll probably have a young family by that point. So, you know, that'll probably be my main focus at that time. My goals in wrestling have never changed since day one. I mean, I always, you know, have the highest aspirations possible. So that hasn't changed since day one, and I'll always be working towards that. But in terms of what I want to specifically be accomplishing at that specific point in time, I would say that the lucrative sort of full-time position would probably be near the top of that list.
Ring of Honor star Donovan Dijak will be at the Don't Fear the Sleeper wrestling event for Limitless Wrestling. Tickets on sale still by going to limitlesswrestling.com or checking them out on Facebook. That's Limitless Wrestling on Facebook. Doors open at 7 p.m., bell time at 7:30. Front row tickets are just $15, general admission $10 as well. For Don't Fear the Sleeper with Donovan Dijak as part of the card. Donovan, thank you very much for your time, and we look forward to seeing you on Saturday night.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone as well.